welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney, James the Fat Man Stevens, and the man who's saying puff puff pass is not just a saying, it's a way of life, Ryan Preston. And a more depressive, in a more depressing note, I figured I'd get the depressing story out the fucking window first. According to Forbes.com, China is killing prisoners to harvest organs for transplant. Tribunal finds. On June 17th, an independent tribunal, which has been investigating forced or organ harvesting from China prisoners, Chinese prisoners, including Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghur Muslims, I know I'm mispronouncing that, published its final judgment. The China Tribunal concluded the forced organ harvesting has been committed for years through China on a significant scale. Which is, if you've watched anime or any sort of like post-apocalyptic semi-movies, this has always been something that happens. It's always in there.
The bathtub full of ice, missing a kidney kind of shit.
Yeah.
What was that one, Ryan? The Repo Opera one?
Repo, the genetic opera.
Thank you. Yeah. That could be that.
Not to be confused with Repo Man with Statham. What's his face?
Isn't that basically the same thing?
No, not the one with Statham. What was the one with Forrest Whitaker? What was that Repo one where they're stealing?
Yeah, because there was
somebody buys a kidney and they have to go get it back because they didn't pay or some shit.
Yeah, because at the end of the movie, he had some sort of accident that hooked him up to a machine. The rest of his life was a dream.
But anyways, am I supposed to be bothered by this? I mean,
yeah, you know what's funny? I was thinking I'm almost better with this than I am with the death penalty.
So, but the only problem
is, at least this has like a thing. Somebody's benefiting from this, not just revenge.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Am I really supposed to be up in arms over this? Let's protest China. No, let's support this shit. I mean, what else are they doing? What are the prisoners doing?
Hopefully they're not, just hey, listen, we're just going to give you 4 months, for the possession charge. Although I know you don't get 4 months for possession in China.
No, it's about 40 whips of a bamboo cane.
If you have weed on you.
Yeah.
But, whatever the low-level offense is, hopefully it's not those guys, waking up dead because there's no liver.
Or heart. I'm sorry, buddy.
Or heart, other useful things.
I know you only have 4 months, but it's only 4 months to live.
Well, I don't know about it's Falun Gong practitioners. I'm not sure who that is, but the Muslims, I know for sure they've been, they'll round them up and just, they'll just kill them and harvest them. There are a couple, in an article that talks about how a couple of people have literally died in the middle of of cutting out organs, and I think this is horrible.
Are they having it done by inmates, too?
Probably.
Hey, Bob, here's a scalpel. Go get Kwai Cheng Kang's liver.
No. Scalpel can be used for other things. You have to have them use fork.
Well, technically, this is...
We're going to need you to remove this guy's lung with this tray for your food.
But this is forced organ harvesting.
Can I sharpen it? No. Fuck no.
I understand that it's forced organ harvesting, John, but I'm the one that wants, death row inmate death matches on pay-per-view that you can go and pay come on. That's where I'm at on it. Let's take these people and put them to work.
To me, it has the same morality.
Yeah, you're either going to kill these guys. Why not have use of them?
I just think, I don't know. I think it's just horrible.
I think it's not the best solution, but it's not the final solution either.
Until you get thrown in jail, and the next thing you know, they're removing a kidney.
Well, I have two.
Or can they remove both kidneys from you?
All right.
What about we remove the kidney of the loser of the death match?
What?
What about if we remove the kidney of the loser of the death match?
Yeah.
Incentive, bro. And then your death sentence gets commuted to a life sentence.
Yeah.
Of course, this is the same country.
I always argue with people about this that are sort of pro death penalty. Look, I'm not so far on the other side. It's not like I can't understand.
I want to know how
the point of the reasoning.
I want to know how we switched on this, Ryan, because you're usually the touchy feely liberal dude on this show, and I'm the one thinking forcibly removing people's body parts is horrible, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm okay with it."
Well, like I said, I'm better with it than the death penalty. It doesn't mean I think it's right or good. Although there is a sick part of me with James on that death match.
You know, I mean, that's just where I'm at. I mean, totally Battle Royale style. You know, you come out, you either get a trash can lid or a
scalpel. Battle Royale?
You know, yeah. Full on Battle Royale style.
Like just break a pool cue and throw it in the middle of the ring and let everybody out at once kind of shit?
No, only two at a time. I mean, you got to stretch out these death matches. I mean, you got a bunch of people.
Okay, well, that's not a Battle Royale. I mean, are we doing the tournament style?
Yeah.
Is there a bracket?
Yeah.
No, basically, it's like that Battle Royale that...
Well, that's what I meant, the Japanese version Battle Royale, yeah. Where, you know, you don't get a really great weapon. You know, it's kind of like luck of the draw type
Somebody
thing.
Somebody gets poisoned, another person gets toothpicks.
Yeah, you know. But it's only two on two, and yeah, you can have brackets, kind of gladiator style.
I mean,
they have
been figuring out a way to get public executions for a long time. I mean, everyone's always said that'd be the highest rated thing ever.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's full on pay per view. It's not cheap pay per view.
Next thing you know, we have Richard Dawson and we have Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they're going to make a movie about it.
I mean, I'm good with Charles Manson going up against O.J. Simpson.
Dawson?
Come on.
Yeah, the guy from Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, I thought that was the guy from Family Feud.
It is this guy, same guy. He was also
the same guy. Oh, fuck, that is the same guy. I always just have him as a Family Feud guy.
Hello, McFly. He was also in a movie called Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, well, I mean, not the Running Man thing, you know. That
but he was a host on that.
Yes, that's kind of the joke. I said, next thing you know, you're going to have Richard Dawson, you're going to have...
Yeah, but you know,
that's why I never associated him as like an actor.
But my theory is that the pay-per-view goes directly to the prison systems. That's how they pay for their food. That's how they pay for their board.
See, I'm not for that, but however,
take it off the taxpayers' back.
I would totally watch a Justin Bieber. It's Justin Bieber and the guy from Top Gun. I would totally see that fight.
Goose. Val Kilmer?
Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise.
Oh.
So a couple of weeks ago, Justin Bieber said he wants to fight the crazy one, Tom Cruise. And everybody I've heard it says Tom Cruise is going to kick his ass because Tom Cruise is quite crazy.
He is quite crazy, but, you know, I'm not shortchanging him. He is actually pretty fit.
Yeah, and I was also saying, just like AOC, he has realtor eyes.
No, yeah, Tom Cruise would... He's
in
decent shape.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, what, in his 50s?
All the fucking
60s?
Fight choreography.
Well, he just...
But he says he takes everything.
Well, like, on the last Mission Impossible, he broke his ankle, and I think he still did one other... he did it one other time for the right stunt, jumping building to building. I mean, the dude is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's... I don't really like Tom Cruise, but I'm not going to cut him down for his fitness. He is actually a really fit man for his age.
Well, I mean, so that's why I thought it was funny, because it's against a crazy Canadian and Justin Bieber versus, you know, Tom Cruise, who Justin Bieber definitely has the height on him.
56 years old.
Wow, he looks good for 56.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because some of the other actors, you're like, you've had way too much fun in your life.
Yeah.
So, did anybody even figure out Cruise in the first place?
Did you repeat that? Out, you broke dude. Up, Brian.
What? Oh,
what did you say?
I said, did anybody figure out?
God damn it!
The mystery.
What mystery?
You keep breaking up. I'm gonna call you back, Ryan. Okay.
I was going to wait until Ryan comes back, but 7 hour ago, Justin Bieber agrees to UFC fight with Tom Cruise during a secret phone call.
I think that would be interesting. You know, I think having a crazy celebrity brawl would be hilarious. Are you there, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm back.
I think
they've been talking about bringing celebrity deathmatch back for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But this is Justin Bieber wants to legitimately fight Tom Cruise.
Maybe this is all hype for the first episode of Celebrity Deathmatch.
I hope so. That I have to admit, that would be pretty badass. That would be a great way to...
Yeah, wouldn't it? I was actually saying before I kind of lost you guys was, did anybody actually figure out why the fuck Beavs is calling out Tom Cruise?
I have no idea.
It's still a mystery. Because as of the last I checked, and not like I'm cowering Twitter for it, but everyone's like, why is he calling out Tom Cruise out of left field?
Because the only thing I could think of is Justin Bieber is absolutely, like, insanely rich and hasn't grown up normally, so maybe he's not 100% there. I mean, I don't know. Or maybe the fact...
Well, he was definitely not 100% there with his shenanigans 2 years back, but then I thought he had kind of, like, calmed down, brought it back down to reality a little bit.
See, I think that was a chemically lost it. I have a feeling the dude was playing with some substances, if you get my drift.
Well, I mean, no doubt. He's like 19 or something at the time, and shit, you give me that much money at 19, and fuck, you wouldn't see me for a while. I'd be places where their paparazzi would be scared to go.
Fuck, paparazzi is probably scared to go in where you live now, so I'm not quite sure if there's a difference between you not having the money. I like your idea that this is a really good conspiracy of getting celebrity deathmatch back.
I mean, that would be an amazing publicity stunt.
It would be an amazing publicity stunt, but
I doubt it is because it's too.
I really doubt it. Also,
it sounds
too smart.
It's too and this is too stupid to be a stunt because usually all these stunts like that are overly thought out.
Yeah, well, it's just my fantasy because I really want to see celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah, I just watched the celebrity.
And I've never in my life called for more fucking claymation, but for this one,
I just actually watched the claymation. It was Beavis and Butthead versus somebody else, and it was actually it started out as them as 2D, and something happened, and they became 3D claymation, and it was one of the better done matches. I was really impressed.
Yeah, those things were hilarious, man.
Shoot, I know.
I think now is the climate for us all to get together and just watch celebrities massively murder each other.
Hell,
in a ring.
I still know people who are begging MTV to bring back Liquid Television. So,
fuck Liquid Television.
Something that was around in the early 90s before you were born.
For the four people listening, I'm not that young.
So, you know, we were talking about inmates, and so. Did you notice that, I guess, Bill Cosby tweeted from America's favorite dad on Father's Day?
Did he tweet it? Did he tweet?
It was...
Did he, like, hey, coming at you, America's favorite dad, like that kind of thing?
Basically America's dad type thing, and it's, supposedly he did it over a phone call. And
who the fuck is on the other end going, okay, I'm going to tweet this?
Basically dictated it over a phone call.
Hilarious.
But
is that like a big fuck you?
I think it kind of is.
I don't think so.
I think. How would you? I mean, obviously you're not America's dad after you fuck your kid.
I think. No, honestly, I think what it is you're talking about a guy who's in his 80s. Who he's just, I don't think he's all there. I have a feeling, and this is just a guess because I don't fucking know, but I have a feeling he's just, you know, the stress and everything that happened, I have a feeling he's just not mentally there, and he might not necessarily be aware of his situation anymore. Because at 80, 90 years old, like he is.
There's that, or he's just a salty fucking dog right now and is like, hey, by the way, fuck you, America. Remember? America's bad. Gotcha.
That could be it, but the only problem with doing that is he's still fucking with what's left of his legacy. And if he does that, people who are depending on him are still going to be losing money. So I wouldn't think he would be that stupid
at this point.
But
that's the thing is, I don't think he has any give a fuck left. And for what, there's no more damage he can do to himself.
Well, I don't think he gave a fuck to begin with because he's like America's greatest rapist. I mean, come on.
But I think as far as...
Well, yeah, but there was obviously hiding it for however many years that he gave a fuck enough to do.
20.
But I don't think there's any way he can hurt his career or legacy more than he already has.
That's true. I mean, the guy did seem more sleeping...
subtle. You know, he never has to cop to it. He can just be like, hey, some American's dad. Like, just to piss everybody off.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, as what I'm coming back to with the whole thing is... What do you guys really think about social media in our prison systems?
In the prison system?
Yeah, I don't.
No, wait, no, fuck no. Way too many moves can be made. That's how shock collars do shit, you know?
I don't think prisoners should have access to social media. I have issues with them having the ability to get on the internet, period.
I agree.
I am aware of certain people I've known in the past and know now who have had issues with prisoners having access to the internet.
Yeah.
They should not have access to the internet. Now, I think you could make an argument.
Yeah, no.
You could make an argument saying they should have access to computers. Even that, depending on the circumstance, I still might have issues with. But social media, no, that they should not be...
You could bash somebody over the head with a computer.
I actually think that even the dictating like he did, I actually think they should add onto his sentences because there is potential for people to abuse that and haunt their victims. Yeah. So no, I 100% no.
Well, there was somebody in the article.
Yeah, well, there's...
Go on.
There can't be a... I'm fine for there being sort of like exceptions. I mean, there's definitely inmates that are fine. In like a state prison system, though, you know, there's people who get coded letters all the time. You know what I mean? Like the amount of things you can do on the internet or control from the internet is pretty crazy. Having access maybe to certain sites or things like that, or through like some kind of a barrier where it's like I'm changing the TV channel for you, so to speak.
I think the only thing they should have access to are like office suite stuff. Like teach them basic stuff. You want to teach them Photoshop, AutoCAD, don't care, but they should not have the ability to go online ever while they're in prison.
Yeah.
Now
the thing is,
my idea of a prison system is kind of fucked up according to society, apparently.
Yeah. So OJ Simpson is still in jail at the moment. And so,
still in jail. I thought OJ Simpson got out.
He's back. Anyways, he was saying that Khloe Kardashian isn't his daughter on the same day that Bill Cosby was tweeting this about being America's dad. And the guy's like, you know, that's enough internet for me today. And I could agree with that. Like, you see a tweet from Bill Cosby and then one from O.J. Simpson. Like, to me, that's like speaking loud and clear that these guys do not need to be... to have access to the internet.
I have to admit, if I saw Bill Cosby's tweet or if I saw OJ's, OJ, because I thought he was out of prison, he can do whatever he wants. Doesn't bother me. He, in theory, paid his debt to society for one of his crimes. Now, you can make the argument if he was guilty or not for killing his wife or ex-wife. I don't have a problem with that. I do have an issue with Bill Cosby tweeting.
Yeah.
Even if it was dictated, I still think that was wrong. Now, I don't mind if there was some sort of press release through his lawyers and his lawyers, you know, did something like that. That part doesn't bother me.
That's a totally different scenario, though.
But dictating? No, I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable with that because that could be abused really badly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with both of you on the fact that it should be any computer access for an inmate should be limited to no internet connection.
So the question is, I 100% agree, but if you're going to give them access to the internet, what would you allow them to do? Because at this point in time, it would be in my opinion, what you would do is it'd be a whitelist. All the sites would be blacklisted except certain sites. So the question is, what sites would you allow?
I would allow them access to like Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia for sure. I'd even go so far as to go like the streaming websites like Netflix and all those things, you know. I'm cool with helping somebody kill some time.
Yeah.
You know, calm you the fuck down watching some Stranger Things.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that.
I don't know if I'm for that, but I'm totally for them smoking weed.
Inmates and
at the very least cigarettes. The level of can't believe this shit. When they fucking banned cigarettes that I had, I still, it baffled me that they would do that.
Well, because
now what is it? Top Ramen is currently, or like noodles?
So
obviously you can't stop like a flow of currency. They're gonna trade something. So it wasn't that. The nicotine fix, I mean, maybe people getting addicted, but who gives a shit?
Yeah.
See, I'm cool with weed because honestly, if these guys want to get stoned out of their mind, relax, totally cool with that.
But they're going to start smoking a lot of weed. And then how do you get it in? You can't get it in legally. Actually, they're in California now. It is legal. Like, you cannot get more time on your sentence for being in possession of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is illegal to smuggle the drug into the prison, but that does not necessarily bar you from having it once you do. So and it's this weird gray area that California is.
Ryan, are you there?
Oh,
yeah, did I leave you?
Yeah. So I actually don't care if there's weed in there. I mean, I know people who are COs that may have a different opinion. I'm okay with that. I was thinking on the internet thing, so I think, you know, the legal library, if there's some sort of online law library, I'm totally okay with. I'm okay with Wikipedia. I'm okay with Project Gutenberg because those are a bunch of free books. So there's stuff I'm okay with, but social media is a no-no. Any way where they can truly interact with anybody, any forums, any things like that, completely against. Wikipedia, you know, I'll say no to Wikipedia because Wikipedia could be used to send messages because it's completely openable and editable to the public because I've actually edited some Wikipedia things to correct a few things. So I'm actually okay with it depending on the circumstances, but no social media and no Wikipedia.
I'm not going to argue with that. That seems fair enough.
Did you hear my thing on Wikipedia, Ryan?
Yeah, I did. And I'm thinking about like if there's like a thing or a way to lock it up somehow that
That would have to be on the Wikipedia end because I don't think, from my knowledge, if there's a way that you could do from the prison system's internet where you could limit access to things, you would
Wikipedia.com/prison.
The only thing I could do, because Wikipedia has actually banned IP addresses from congressmen people's offices before because battles that take place. So I could see the prison system saying, hey, we have a block of IP addresses. It's from this to this. Is there anything you can do so our people have access to the information but cannot do something? And Wikipedia Foundation may be willing to say, let us look into that.
I'm sure, and I'm sure for the State Department would be willing to throw a few shekels their way, you know, in exchange.
Shekels.
They're going to be disappointed when they find out nobody uses
Israeli
shekels anymore.
Currency.
I know what you meant, but still.
excuse me. I'm totally cool with marijuana. Cause I was thinking if I was in prison, what would I want to do? You know? So if smoking weed legitimately helps some of these guys calm down, I think they should do it because the prison system.
I mean, I'm just killing time. I mean, that's the whole deal, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or either that, or you're making sort of moves for the outside via, you know, prison gangs and things.
Yes. Press
but you know,
now.
That's why I get medieval. There's one way into my prison, one way out. You know, I've got like 9 guys that work for me. That's about it. You're not bribing shit. You know, they come and go from undisclosed locations and maps and whatnot. Nobody knows who they are.
I think I saw that movie.
Actually, there's a prison, I think, in Vermont. They do a thing because people smuggle drugs in, like, between sheets of paper. You know, like letters that they get from their families.
Yeah.
So this one place has resorted to sending them to a company to be scanned and like either digital copies or reproductions of those get sent, you know, sealed up to the family members or whatever.
By the way, I think I saw the movie you were talking about and it's starring Christopher Lambert.
Which one?
Fortress? You never saw that one?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
It's great.
Although if it's Chris Lambert, I'm surprised that's it.
You've seen it because it's bad enough that you've had to have seen at least the second one because the second one was hilarious. They shoved something in these people's noses or did something to their brains and discovered later on that each person's prison number, like none of the TVs have remote controls. Somebody found the remote control, and if you type in the people's numbers, you can actually see through their eyes because it plugs into their brain.
Huh.
Look up Fortress 2.
That's nutty.
it's starring the Highlander. It's I don't know. I like it. It's a bad movie. Don't get me wrong, but it's entertaining as fuck. See, the key thing, ladies and gentlemen, the key thing is to realize the movies you like are potentially bad, but you still enjoy them. Calling bad movies good? Yeah, you're gonna get.
you gotta choose what you're willing to defend in a
Mako
sense.
Jaws of Death.
But like what you like, you know what I mean? Like, don't let anybody tell you what you like is dumb.
So
actually, a great thing that I've heard is the person who enjoys the art is always correct.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, like if you like it, then it's for you, and good on you. You know.
Well, I mean, that's kind of where I sat with Troma once I figured out what Troma was doing. That was when I became okay with the movies. Right.
So here's the movie. It's 1992. It's rated R by Stuart Gordon. In the future, private underground prison/fortress. The inmates are computer-controlled with CCTV, dream readers, and devices that can cause pain or death. John and his illegally pregnant wife are inside, but want to escape before birth.
Birth of what? The Antichrist? Okay.
Okay. His child.
I know.
Oh my God, this is... Ah! Okay, this guy's a B-rated director. So the Reanimator, Space Truckers.
Oh, I know Reanimator.
This guy's done a bunch of bad movies.
I'm gonna have to check out Space Truckers. That kind of sounds fun.
If it's the movie, I think
it
is.
Yeah, it does actually. That's when I immediately went to Spaceballs, and I'm thinking fucking like a movie about Lone Star.
I've seen this movie. Okay, yeah, it's okay, I've seen it. Who's the
Ooh, like Every Which Way But Loose, but in space.
So here's the description.
That's an amazing one.
With like a bitchin' theme song, too.
A space trucker and his cute fiancé are on their way from a space station to Earth with an unknown cargo. When space pirates hijack them, 5,000 disintegrator robots are found in the cargo.
That sounds like fun.
I haven't seen this movie in forever, and it came out in 96.
Wow.
Holy crap. I forgot this chick's in it. It's Deborah Mazar. She was in the movie Empire Records.
Okay.
This chick.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she's in a lot of movies actually.
Wow, I completely forgot she was in this movie. It's if you like I don't know, I thought it was hilarious. I mean, it's not a great movie, but it's pretty funny. Steven Dorff is in this movie?
So speaking of
holy
shit.
Frost is in the movie. From Blade.
Wow. Okay, so speaking of shit, I'm going to ask you both a question, because I've been actually sitting on this story for a while, a couple weeks now. What is my most hated city in California?
San Francisco.
Brian?
Montebello.
Well, John got it right off the bat, since Ryan's still pondering.
Okay,
that one.
Yeah,
I mean, there's really no other option but San Francisco when it comes to me, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you in that city wouldn't really gel.
Especially lately, but it's 100 degrees there.
Did you guys know that from 2017 to 2018, the reports of shit on the streets went up by 8,000 reported?
8,000 shit? 8,000 individual shit?
8,000 individual people calling about shit on the streets. Human defecation.
Okay, so it could have been
street.
A high traffic area, maybe 200-300 people calling about the same shit.
But so hold on. I actually have a question for you guys.
There's a Wikipedia map of called locations.
Yeah. So my question to you is, what do you think the number was that it went up to? So at 8,000, whatever you think it was the year before.
I don't know, 100,000?
28,000 reports of shit. Wow. In 2018. And it went up by 8,000. So now, do you know what San Francisco has decided to do?
What's that?
They've put a squad together that goes out.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically to go pick up shit.
The potty squad.
So literally, it's called the poop patrol. But it's literally a shitty ass job.
Yeah, but they're getting, you see, did they tell you
the
amount of money they're getting?
That is the absolute definition of a shit assignment.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're getting full benefits if it's the same group I heard of, and they're getting decent pay.
But now, my thing is.
You would fucking have to.
So you got a big
homeless problem.
In San Francisco, a huge homeless problem. I would say the only other place that would have a higher homeless population would be Hawaii, which is considerable.
Or Seattle.
Or Seattle. Now, why don't you just hire the homeless people to pick up their own shit?
Because half of them probably don't want to work because they're all strung out.
True. Good point.
Don't forget San Francisco.
The homeless situation in San Francisco, at least the last time I was there, just some years ago, 6 years, 7 years ago, was like an industry.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I saw three people with the exact same sign.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Matter of fact.
And I remember it because it was starving like Marvin.
Because I even heard that Los Angeles is having such a problem. They're actually finding medieval diseases are actually making a comeback in certain areas of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
Los Angeles?
Yeah, like, was it bubonic plague? They found an uptick, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong on this, of TB. I mean, the shit like that because of the homeless, lack. Yeah, like lack of cleanliness. Like one of the reasons a lot of these diseases spread in the 16th, 17th, 18th century, specifically in the cities, is because there were lack of proper sanitation. It was
like rat shit getting into the water supply and, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah. But it was also aliens that did that.
You know, so.
Well, definitely.
How could it be? They weren't close to Mexico.
No, they believe it. There's people that believe that the Black Plague was caused by extraterrestrials.
I believe it. And there's also people who believe that AIDS was spread by guys having coitus with monkeys.
That is how AIDS came about.
No.
All the cutting we've done through this episode.
It's only the monkeys. Coldness. It's always the apes and monkeys' fault. Always. So, haven't you seen Outbreak?
Jeez. So I the question is.
Outbreak.
I'm that was making John Rene like Russo, literally like
Rene
like
Russo face and Morgan palm. Freeman.
I think I'd rather watch Andromeda Strain again, which I actually like that movie.
Oh God. Anyway, what were you saying, John, about shit?
Well, I mean, the question about the homeless is because I've heard a lot about it. A local radio show calls it the West Coast bum explosion because apparently it's happened a lot in Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles.
Yeah, and what was the movie they did of Seattle?
I don't know the
movie.
Name
there
of
was
it.
Like a movie that they did of Seattle, the big homeless problem.
So Los Angeles, and I don't know if it's Los Angeles County.
Seattle is dying.
I don't know the specifics about it, but basically the city and the surrounding areas are spending a fortune without actually solving anything because they think it's a homeless crisis when, more than anything, it's probably a drug crisis.
That's what I'm saying.
But the other thing is...
Yeah.
The other thing is these people, and this is a little bit of a sidebar, but I think... I've always said that for some reason the Republicans and Democrats, conservatives, liberals, name your particular skew, there's a worldview difference in the reason why they think about stuff like this. And I finally think I nailed it down, is the fact that liberals have a tendency to view that everybody's good. Republicans generally have a viewpoint that everybody's a sinner, but people try to do good things. And those are two separate different worldviews. They sound similar, but they're 100% different. One believes in redemption.
I don't necessarily think that your average liberal, and I'm not speaking as one necessarily, would if you ask them directly, like, do you think that people are, I mean, I don't know if sinner would be the word that they would choose because of the religious connotation, although for those who are religious, those
I don't think they would.
People are flawed and try to do good, I think would be an accurate description for anybody on either side.
I've heard
as far as people.
I've heard more people, and by the way, this is super broad brushstrokes, but I've heard more people of liberal bent say that, oh, people are born good, everybody's good, and
well, people to me are a product of their circumstances. Like I like to see the bigger picture of how things kind of get to be the way that they are. You know, and not necessarily as an individual being severely flawed, although between drugs and mental health, I mean, that's a significant portion of the homeless, problem.
Well, the reason why I said that, I think that worldview was there, is because it depends on your approach. The approach of throwing money at is coming from the point about if you give people the opportunity, you give people the money, you give people the homes, they're automatically going to take it, they're going to lift themselves up, versus where I think the more conservative viewpoint, at least in my conversation, is saying more the fact that Republicans or conservatives, at least the people I know, are saying you can only help the people who want help. And the rest of the people, they're not going to want help. So the question is, what do you do with the people who just refuse to help, to get help? And there's a certain
person,
you know, so I think,
yeah, well, there definitely is a portion of that. And like I said, a lot of it is mental health and with a combination of drugs and people who've exhausted their support system that they ever had one in the first place.
So do you really think it's a big mental health versus more, say, drug-induced mental health issues? You know, because...
Because I, for one, I've known a shit ton of reasonable people that have been drug addicts their entire life. And, you know, with shades of gray are still pretty much who they are. They're just doped up all the time. Not saying that's right, but I'm just saying there's crazy, and then there's drugs, and then there's crazy on drugs.
Because I would be interested to see, like, how many people who are truly, I don't even know the term for it. Let's say truly insane, who should be in places like Camarillo when it was open versus people.
Well, it's not even like insane. It might be people, because there's a spiral effect, you know, when somebody's homeless that, you know, again, people who worn out their welcome with everybody they know, you know, and
well,
there's this like spiral that, okay, this is only going to get worse. There's no real steps that they see that they can.
Well, let me, Ryan, are you there?
I totally get that.
Well, let me revise my statement a little bit. Like people where if Camarillo was still open in Los Angeles, if people aren't familiar where that Camarillo was, basically it was a mental health institution, had a little bit of a funky record. So like places like that, when they were open, people who needed the help, you know, whether it was somebody who was legitimately had hardcore mental health issues, somebody who just needed help getting off drugs, you know, like I'm curious on where the line is there versus, you know, versus people who just love the lifestyle, who aren't drug addicts, who just enjoy, I don't know, urban camping. Cause that's,
yeah, and that's not, that might be a percent of the people.
Oh yeah.
Enjoy camping.
But,
I highly doubt there's a lot of people I highly doubt there's a lot of people that love urban camping, but
well, there's money that gets thrown to certain programs and not others. You know, there's not money being put into the mental health side of everything, but there is money in the soup kitchens and things like that, or, you know, the random organizations that'll go out and try to do healthcare checks and those things, but they're usually just private organizations. There's no like state facilities or anything like that are really stepping up to saying, hey, we're gonna really go and assess and see if we can get these people some medication or help.
Well, that's one of
the
reasons.
That's not where the money's going.
Well, that's one of the reasons for years I wish they opened places like Camarillo. Now, and the reason I say that now is nowadays we have a little bit of a better understanding, and I don't know how much better, but it's better than it was when Camarillo was first opened. You know, so we have a better understanding, we have better drugs, we have a better way of physically helping people, you know, whether it's through...
Well, should we have a better way of recognizing the subtle ones? You know, I mean, everyone can spot, like, the kind of babbling sort of person, but the subtle just can't make good decisions to save their fucking life, you know, kind of mental incapacities, you know, go overlooked, or, you know, there's a spectrum of autism and...
No, I completely agree with you.
And thrown to the wayside.
So that the question is how do we do? Because I don't agree at this point with they're just throwing money at housing. They're throwing money at this, and to me, it's kind of like the gun issue. If you focused on one part of the issue, you're not helping anything in the periphery. So the question is what do you do? And I think institutions need to be reopened, where you can provide people either permanent housing who need that, because some people who are homeless are legitimately absolutely nuts who, given a stricter environment, will actually be better. You provide the atmosphere where they can excel, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, an atmosphere where there's a stepping off point, you know, versus, again, kind of a downward spiral that you sort of find yourself in of, okay, the more I stay out here, the more I'm unemployable, the more my hair gets long and matted, and the worse I smell, therefore, the less places I can walk into, and you know, it just becomes this this self-deprecating spiral also, because, you know, obviously you're going to feel worse for yourself. And I'm talking about the people who are just, you know, had the fallen on hard times kinds of stories.
So, yeah, I mean, so that's the one thing I hate about what they're doing now, at least in California. They're just throwing money after money after money. And it, for some reason, and I don't know if this is just United States thing or if this is a Western society thing, everybody's answer to everything is just fucking throwing money at it. Oh, we have, where California has a low education number. We're not number one in the world. Let's throw $20 bazillion at it. We have a massive homeless problem. Let's throw $20 million at it. That's, instead of actually trying to dial down and figure out, okay, why do we have a decreasing education system? Why do we have homeless? Why do we have a higher murder rate? I mean, nobody seems to want to get at the heart of any issue.
That's what I'm all about, man, is really the why. Because from the why, you get answers. You know, you get solutions.
And at least,
you know, if you're just looking at what it's the three blind men, each touching a different part of the elephant, describing a different thing. Exactly. Oh, this is a tree that I'm holding on to, touching the leg. And, oh, this is a snake, you know, for the trunk. And, you know, old parable, but you get it.
And I think at least in California, the sacred elephant in California politics has always been, and I think it's this way from pretty much everything, but since I've only lived in the state of California, the people in charge, their answer to everything is, let's throw money at it. Let's not really dial down and see, is the money we're spending at it actually being used? How much is being wasted? And I think that's the issue. I think that's part of the issue.
I think you're right. I think it's slight redundancies and people coming at the same problem from two different angles, not realizing those angles are connected, or that there's a third option for both of those people to join together on a new plan. You know, like you find out what all the reasons are as far as, you know, why is somebody homeless, you know, even for individual cases. You go to all the places that are currently giving their money or their time and say, hey, here's what we found out. This is the plan. Instead of giving your money to this small individual venture, we're going to pool it into this larger, more permanent solution. But, you know, people throw money at it. It's like one kid comes to you and says he needs 10 bucks, you know, for something, and you give it to him. And the other kid says 10 bucks for something else, and you give it to him. Finding out later that they just wanted 20 bucks to get this one thing they both wanted. That one person could have written one check and said, hey, here's the overall plan.
And the other thing I think they should do to some degree, now back in the Great Depression, there was something called the WPA. It was the Work Progress Administration. They actually used to pay people, if I remember my history correctly, they used to pay people to dig ditches, and they would pay another person to fill the ditch back up. And I think the other thing is a lot of these people also lose their self-worth. Now, whether you agree with me or not, you feel better about anything you get when you've put in a day's wage. I think the way people are made personally. Yeah. So if you pay these people so much money an hour, and I don't know how you would do it. I don't know how much you would pay. I don't know what you would do, but pay them to say, pick up trash, or, hey, you want help? Okay, you're going to go along the highway. We're going to pick you up at 6 a.m., hop in the truck. You're going to be picking up trash along with the highway. Instead of the fucking prisoners, people who actually need jobs, they can pick up trash. We'll give you three squares and so much money. You know, like,
you know, that's why I'm brought it back with the shitty assignment thing that Ryan said, you know, have the homeless people go and pick it up.
Here's an orange vest. And a sense of doing your duty, no fucking pun intended, and go out and make a living, you know? There's one charity that I actually support in very small ways, like a handful of dollars every year, but it's called Opportunity Village. They're based in Nevada, and it's basically a place that takes you know, people with intellectual disabilities, you know, and essentially give them a job, you know, like they have these facilities where they've got complete to scale.
Ryan? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Who said that?
Okay, where'd I lose you?
That they take the people with mental handicaps or learning disabilities and have them do
stuff, and they have a full bunch of facilities.
Yeah, so they essentially, it's like a trade school. They have like scale models of like airport bathroom facilities and things like that, and essentially are teaching these people with the absolute zero social skills, and the people that just completely look down and don't really acknowledge people, just like, hey, look, here's a job you can do. Because the one thing they generally have in common is like, hey, we want to feel like we're part of society also.
Yeah.
Like that we have something to give back. So
yeah, it's like a Walmart greeter.
Is like, yeah. I mean, something beyond that. Even, yeah. You know, like the people who can't even do that.
Well, if
you know, hey, man, here's a like a sort of a mop bucket, and the things that other people consider menial, they're just like, hey, I fucking get to do a day's work, you know, and feel sort of accomplished for it. And I fucking love that idea. So same thing.
It is a good idea.
With the homeless thing, I think a lot of that, you know, there's no one solution. There's many different reasons why somebody would be, you know, homeless or in some place like Skid Row in L.A. For those of you unfamiliar with Skid Row in Los Angeles, Google Skid Row in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And if you find Sebastian Bach, it's the next page over.
Jesus.
I would love to see if the WPA type of thing would actually make a difference. And if anybody's ever listened to me any of the shows I've done, yes, I'm probably the most fucking conservative person who's ever been on any of the shows, but I don't like waste.
Except when it comes to death row inmates.
Yes. I don't like wasting money. I would rather spend money. How do I say this? So this is a very bad comparison, but it's the best way I could explain it is I had somebody who was in the military once explain to me why it's okay to like how he is okay with sending people to die. He said, it's not okay to waste people's lives, but it's okay to spend people's lives if it's for a good cause. I feel the same way about money. I do not like wasting money, but I'm okay with spending money if it's used appropriately and correctly. I think,
yeah, I think a lot of conservatives would be on board with that sort of a sentiment. You know what I mean? The sort of overwhelming consensus on the liberal side of everything is
that
all the conservatives are the heartless fucking bastards.
You know,
who don't give a shit about others, huh?
I said I am.
No. I'm fiscally conservative. I think far as James goes, I'm more socially liberal than he is. I'm a lot more socially liberal than James is. But yeah, I just.
So, okay, I want to bring up something that you mentioned. You brought up the failing school systems in California. So last year, I think maybe the year before, anyways, I had a friend who was wanting to try to fix school lunch problems. Because they came across the fact that there are still kids in our school systems that go to school and end up hungry, you know, not necessarily on the parents' part, but, you know, they couldn't fit within the free lunch programs with the schools. So they made too much money for that, but not enough money to continually buy the school lunches is kind of where they were coming at. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there's ways to work it out. But anyways, so I looked to see what was going on with the budgeting for California school systems. And I looked and I was finding that there were, I'm not joking, millions of dollars just disappearing.
From
federal funding, state funding, county funding.
I 100% believe it.
You know what I found when I actually followed the money trail?
Blowing hookers?
There were awarded to just random-ass people, it looked like. They might have been actually doing stuff in the school systems, but that were getting grants and funding. So they were taking the school funding that was millions of dollars disappearing and awarding people prizes of up to six figures.
All right. But see, that the problem is that's how the system works.
But hold on, what I was going to come back to. What?
What were they getting this money for?
Undisclosed. So they could disclose what the money, where the money went, but they didn't disclose why the person was being awarded certain funding. And that doesn't necessarily mean to be in there. If people you don't know, all of this stuff is on the internet. It's all on the websites. You can look it up. You can dig through it as I did years ago.
I actually, found a friend of mine's salary on one of the government websites, and she was in there. Her name, I don't know if her last name was mentioned. Her first name wasn't.
Oh, but anyways, but they didn't really say why or what this award was. But I was literally finding this out, and then what else I figured out as I'm going through all this is that and the county I'm speaking of that awarded this person is one of Sacramento's worst areas, down in Del Paso Heights School District is where I saw this six-figure award given to somebody. Anyways, but what I'm coming back to is the fact that the reason why they were doing some of this is so they don't lose funding next year. Because if they complete everything of the federal guidelines and they say, well, we have leftover $200,000.
They have to burn everything.
It's gone. They don't get it the year after.
Yeah, there's...
But my thing is, like, why aren't you taking that money and not just spending it on books, but spending it on a thousand other things?
The question is, how much of that money has mandates attached to them? Because some of this stuff, especially grants, and if they're getting any money from grants, they're actually mandated to go to certain items. My old high school, when I was there, if I remember correctly, got a bunch of computers, but in order to get the money for their computers, it was mandated to spend the money somewhere else.
Yeah. So that's my issue, is that, you know, because I was looking at one of, you know, as I said, one of the worst districts in California, in this, I guess, say Northern California area. I wouldn't say the worst in all of California. Skid Row and Compton and those areas would take over first, as far as my mind goes. Anyways, but the fact that, I mean, they just randomly had this person and awarded them over six figures.
But that's not that's totally. I mean, it's paying to play. You support the guy, they'll give you, or he or she, and they'll give you, you know, six figures for, you know, helping underwater sea kelp education programs, or, you know, it's, and the worst part, it's everywhere. I know a particular sheriff that in the state of California that was very fiscally reserved conservative, was returning money year after year. And what they do is one year is they halved his budget because they found out, oh, you're being fiscally conservative. Congratulations. We're taking half your budget.
Yeah.
So it's the problem in the state of California. And I think it's United States wide, because especially if you look at the fact that what the United States deficit is being fiscally conservative and responsible with money and optimizing its usage is frowned upon a government.
Yeah.
But if I did that in my personal life, or if the companies I've worked for do that, don't do that, they won't be around here anymore.
Yeah.
So it's
backwards thinking.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
if, yeah. And I think that there should be incentives for being fiscally conservative. And I can't think of what it is, but I mean, if nothing else, for being altruistic, you know, which is, I know it's a hard sell for people, but you know, like the government, the state government going to those school districts and saying, like, hey, listen, you know, we respect that you're trying to spend this money wisely, and that's cool, and listen, we're going to actually take some of your money back, but we want you to know this is what it's going to do. Like we can use this money for these other things that are in need of what's it called, or infrastructure, or, you know, other state-run programs that are underfunded, or those things. So you helping yourself by being conservative with your money is helping these other things over here also. So, you know, here's something we can do for you, or, you know, what have you. But there's got to be something.
I think the only
thing to incentivize not spending all of your fucking money.
The only problem with being altruistic is kind of being like being a utopian. It's always somebody else's version of what that is, instead of the general broad of being responsible and being trying to be a good person. Because you're always going to have slippage. You're always going to have the money being spent poorly, just the way life is in general.
I think, and of course, you know, you allot those people the amount of money, and And then if they come in sort of under budget, as it were, it's like hey, here's some kind of a bonus for that.
Yeah.
You know, in one way or another, whether it's for materials or something, you know, whatever.
I wish
smart people figure that one out.
No, the question is, what do you do? And I think the only thing you could, I don't know, because I keep thinking about when I was in high school and the people I know and when my parents were in school, is nowadays they spend so much money, but there's so little results. And so my always question is why? And I don't know. It bugs me mainly because the fact that I've had to spend my life to some degree or another trying to be responsible for what I have. Not only because I've always been on some sort of limited budget, but it's also what I believe is what was given to me. I have a responsibility to be careful with it. So I don't know. I mean, it always pisses me off because you see waste everywhere, especially in the state of California.
Especially in San Francisco. It's all over the streets.
Jeez. I mean, especially, and I think the other thing, at least with the state of California, is, you know what? Let me phrase it. The United States. If you're on the opposite side of the political spectrum from somebody else, you can always spot what they waste money on. So me being conservative, I can say 1,000 things that the opposite party from me are in my opinion doing poorly. The problem is it's really hard for most people to spot what their party is doing wrong. And so I think that's part of it. Yeah. In the state of California, I think the liberals and leftists have a hard part in saying, okay, this is a sacred cow right here. But are we wrong at this? And Texas and some other conservative states, they have the same blinding issue. So the question for state of California for people who are liberal is, where is the line far as, okay, this is good to us, but where are we misspending? How do we corral that sacred cow?
Yeah, that's what I'd be more conservative, leaning towards. And you know, the thing that blows me away is that with all this spending and things that we do, there are people that still believe that California is not in debt.
Well,
and I don't know how you cannot think that.
Well, the issue is because think about it. Everybody in the United States, some way or another, is one disaster away from
debt. I get that.
Homeless.
Yeah.
So when you're used to that to some degree, and you're used to the government, you know, saying, "Oh, our budget today is $25 trillion this year," but when we only take in this much, I think it's just the example of the government. It's the example our leaders have done, and so we followed that. And the other thing I think is it's the American tradition of keeping up with the Joneses. You want what everybody else has. Fuck, I'd love to have a Maserati, but there's no fucking way I'm going to buy one. Yeah. So I think people are so, I think the problem is people want too much. And I'm the king of shit. I've spent so much money on stupid shit. I've got 600 fucking DVDs. So I think that's the problem. And I'm not saying people need to be minimalists, but I think when we stop to some degree realizing, I think it's self-worth. That's what I was going towards. So I think part of it is we get our self-worth on the stuff we own. I think when we as a people realize our self-worth is intrinsic, I think that'll help us spend better to some degree. Of course, I could be talking out of my ass, but not having a whole lot of money, realizing what I want and really want has been the best thing for me.
Yeah, it does help you kind of narrow it down.
By the way, anybody out there, if you really want to know what you really want versus what you would like to have a fucking kid. It is the greatest, and I mean it is the greatest crucible in life versus
fucking priority.
What exactly? It's the greatest crucible for what would you like to purchase, what versus he/and/or she needs. And I don't recommend having a kid to get that, but it really helps you kind of focus on what you need. Because having the latest gizmo and gadget doesn't really matter. And I also think it's an age thing. The older I get, the less stuff I actually realize I need. If I was 20 these days, I'd be getting a new phone every year. You know, and the brand new iPhones, which I'm a big fan of the Apple, the iPhone, they're like $1,200 fucking dollars.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy. Yeah.
I mean, the average car price today, monthly payments is $400 to $500. That's the average monthly payment for people. Top and credit cards, eating out all the time, food's expensive. You can easily blow your monthly wad on unneeded shit.
Oh yeah, easily. I'll take a Choco Taco, Ryan.
Yeah, that sounds good.
What about tacos?
Your ice cream man outside. I want a Choco Taco.
I'd love to see him.
Oh
send,
yeah.
I'd love him. I'd love to see okay. him send. I'd love to see him send that to you.
Yeah, I tune it out so fucking much that when I realized what you were saying, I became embarrassed that you were listening to it.
It actually reminds me of working retail.
Yeah, it's better than the train that's coming for you.
In one of the retail jobs I worked, there used to be people who would steal shit, would go out the fire doors, and that they would go off all the time until somebody asked, "What's that?" I said, "Well, what's what? I don't hear anything." It's like, "You don't hear that going off?" It's like, "Listen." And I heard it's like, oh, never mind. That's just the fire door. And the guy said, emergency. Said, should we run? It's like, no, some crackhead run off. No fucking worry. Happens every day, every 15 minutes. Like when I worked in Hollywood Video, the same thing happened, is the fact that those little magnetometer things would go off all the time. And I'd never noticed. So what we used to do, the other thing we used to do is we used to put those magnetic strips in all the pens, and people would steal it, or one customer or one of the employees would slip it in like a woman's purse and would fucking go off all the time. And you realize, hey, that person possibly, you know, took one of our pens.
Possibly took one of our pens. All right.
As
you just say, later.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if there's any part of our conversation, you know, sparked an interest, or hey, if you just want to say fuck you. Hey, you can make sure you can comment on YouTube. We do have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. There's multitudes of ways to get a hold of us. If there's something,
have a Twitter page?
We do. I don't use it all that much. And possibility if something pissed you off, it's most likely James's fault, just to let you know.
Die, you Nazi bastards.
We'll das boot you. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the California Pariah, for the Fat Man, and Ryan, it's only a rash. Preston, as always, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.